This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, one of my favorite parts of the holidays is the feeling of warmth and connection that comes with it. Whether it's spending time with loved ones, wrapping up in a cozy blanket, or sipping on a hot chocolate while watching a holiday movie, December always brings a special kind of comfort. But I've also learned over the years that true comfort, the kind that lasts beyond the holiday season, comes from taking care of your mental and emotional well-being. Therapy is an incredible tool for achieving that lasting sense of comfort and growth. It's not just about working through challenges. It's about learning how to set boundaries, build positive coping strategies, and become the best version of yourself. And that's not something limited to people who've experienced major trauma. It's a resource that can benefit everyone, no matter where they are in their journey. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp is a fantastic option to consider. It's completely online, designed to be convenient and flexible, so it fits easily into your busy schedule. All it takes is a quick questionnaire to match you with a licensed therapist who's right for you. And if you ever want to switch therapists, you can do so at no extra charge. It's therapy on your terms, and that makes it accessible to everyone. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/playbook today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/playbook.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and I am so excited. I have talk about an insider, David Grutman. He's the founder of Groot Hospitality. You know all his famous locations, hospitality locations, clubs, restaurants. He knows how to provide an experience, and that's why I want to have him on, because he is in the experience business. Welcome to the Playbook, David.
Wow, thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Well, you know, a lot of people dream about working in sports, and I get that a lot of times, but one of the closely tied businesses to sports is hospitality. In fact, I think that sports is a backdrop to hospitality and knowing how to treat people, to provide them an experience, something that, you know, even the most wealthy people on earth can't pay for, is that great experience. And you seem to have got a great perspective on experience. Where does that capability come from? And for you, is it a recognized capability when you were younger? Or is it a developed one as you started to build out these restaurants and clubs?
I think it's more, I have an emotional intelligence, meaning I'm not great book smart or anything like that, but I'm great at sense and feel and energy. And for me, what gives me pleasure is seeing someone smile or see some, you know, when you give somebody an experience that they've never had before and just blows them away. And it could be anything from looking at a certain tree that's beautiful to an experience at Komodo or Live or whatever. But, you know, for me, it's just seeing that reaction and getting that feeling and energy from somebody, especially when you bring somebody a dish that's off the menu that they've never had before. And they're like, wow.
In that emotional connection, right? People bound emotion for logical reasons. Is it something that you strategize and plan and dream about as you're developing Komodo Swan or Poppy or Live or other locations? Or is it an evolution where you start with a concept and then as it executes and implements, you kind of evolve that emotional tie of these little nuances that you're able to do that make you special?
Yeah, I mean, especially in my business in particular, you have to be fluid with it. Where you something that you think is going to be a home run and knocked out of the park kind of thing for somebody, it might not, right? So you have to constantly create new shtick, new stuff all the time. For instance, you know, I have Poppy Steak and Poppy's my partner there, and everybody wants to buy Poppy a shot. So instead of Poppy always says no. I don't do shots of 1942. I don't do shots of this or that. I only do Louis XIII. And that's $330 a shot. So who's not going to buy? You want to buy him a shot. You're not. Not only are you buying him a shot for $330, then you're buying everyone else at your table a shot for $330. And that's a great way in our business. And then we come over with the bottle and the white gloves, and he does the whole shtick and the whole thing. But these are things that you create within in your environments to give somebody a different experience that someone doesn't mind paying for because of the show you're bringing them.
And beyond the show too, you are a king of relationships. And, you know, I come from the sports agency business where I teach how to build those relationships in order to effectuate what we want. You have some of the biggest names as well as partners of yours. And I always say, you know, we judge people by the company they keep. We can be the aggregate of the five closest people to us. And as I look down your partners, you know, like Poppy and Pharrell and all the other people that I see you surround yourself with, you know, it says something about you and your character and your personality. What are some of the things that you're looking for when you're partnering? You know, for example, you're doing your first hotel in 2021 with Pharrell. What are the things beyond the big name that you're looking for? Because what a lot of people don't know dealing with celebrities, athletes, entertainers is it's great if you just use their name, but you're truly partnering with these people. They have input in a relationship with you. What are you looking for in those relationships with those type of people?
Yeah, I mean, for somebody like me, I don't need someone's name, right? I have some of the greatest celebrities and people in my restaurants every night. To put a celebrity's name as my partner, it's great, and it's definitely there's some added value to it. But at the end of the day, I have millions of celebrities that come to our places and great people, right? So it's not about using a name. Like, I'm not a Planet Hollywood. I'm not a Hard Rock Cafe. One of the reasons why I partnered with Pharrell is because he's not just music, he's fashion, he's design, he's in it with me, and he's someone that makes me a better person. And what I look for, not only just in a celebrity partner, but any kind of JV partner at all, is you want to look for people that are going to bring something else to the table. Money, I can get money from anybody. So the partners that I choose to be with me are people that I know that add value to my venues, right? And that's a super important thing. And someone that's not going to chew your ear off over every little thing. You want people that are like-minded, have the same ethics as you, that are not going to do anything to tarnish your name, because once you partner with somebody, you then take them on as an extension of yourself, right? Like you just said, like the five closest people. So all those come into play. And I think it's super important when you pick partners that you look at all those points. You can't just think about it as money.
And, you know, it doesn't always start that way. I know everybody thinks of us as overnight successes, but you built your credibility within the context of what you do to attract the biggest names, not only just to come into your establishments, but you as a person. And it wasn't always that easy, right? When you graduated from college, the greatest celebrities, athletes, and money was all around you. But here you've evolved, you know, since 1997 to the fact that you are like me, right? The money's there. What is it that you think made the difference? Because, you know, if you look at our friends that we graduated with way back when, most of them,
I don't even know them anymore. Like at this point, you know, I'll see people that I graduated with 20 years ago and it's like, or 25 years ago. And they're hating their lives and they're, you know, they're this and that. And, you know, it's sad, right? You don't want to be one of these guys that says, I forget where I came from, but that's not the case. Sometimes you just kind of outgrow people. People go their own path, and what you connected with them back then, 25 years ago, you just probably don't have that same kind of connection with them now. Not to say that they're bad people or this or that. I don't know.
And what do you think the difference was, why you were able to attract all these great things? What do you think that nuance is?
I think there's definitely an X factor that, you know, I don't want to just put my one finger on it. I think the fact that I when you're dealing with celebrities over years and years and years, the easy way out with them is to do bad press. And I always make sure that they're super protected. They feel protected with me. You could get just as much press with great press than trying to throw someone down the river. And a lot of people in this world think it's better and easier to do the opposite. Oh my God, I'm going to get this great story about them doing terrible things and it's going to go. Yeah. And you just, not only did you just burn that celebrity, you burned every one of the celebrity's friends. You burned his publicist, his manager, his agent, everyone involved. And for me, that's been a big part of, you know, especially being in the nightclub business in Miami Beach, to say, oh, let me go do bad stories, right? It's just, it's the opposite of, you want to make them look like they're bigger than life. And you want to make it look like, that they're doing great things. You don't, you're not here and they feel safe. So they know. So that when their friends come to Miami, guess what? Guess who they tell them to call?
That's right. And to that point too, you have an expansive perspective in what you do, not just with your own person in your career and what you perceive is possible, but you still, you know, when you reach a plateau in your life where you may have even more than you dreamed of as a kid, you know, and I had this experience in my 30s when I retired and, you know, I hit this plateau and I went the wrong direction. One of the things I admire about your career is as you hit that plateau, you continually to drive through it and still surround yourself with the right values, character. And you're, you know, in the nightclub business, you have every opportunity to go in the wrong direction and surround yourself with the wrong people, the wrong ideas. What is it that keeps that expansive personality that, you know, you're opening three different restaurant concepts under one roof in 2021, even though COVID's going on and all the other things, you just have this expansive vision of yourself. Where does that come from? And why don't you just sit back and enjoy what you've already achieved?
You know, listen, people have come to me and said, Dave, you know, listen, you have a great business. Why do you want to keep growing? And I feel I won't be able to. There's a few things. The first thing is, if my people don't see growth, they're going to leave. I have to create the ability for them to grow as individuals as well, and to see that there's places that they're going to go that are bigger and better. For me, I just love doing the next biggest thing ever, right? And when I thought opening a restaurant was the biggest thing, opening a hotel is even bigger, opening a club is huge. But for me, it's what drives me every day, man. I like to blow people the fuck away. And I could only do that by opening new spots, growing new things, and having great businesses that exist for years, lived and around for 13 years. Komodo keeps getting healthier now every year, 5 years now, right? Same thing with Swan. It's not about just expanding your business, but it's making sure that the businesses that you do have are safe and solid and keep pumping, right? Because that's what people really look at. Does he have longevity? Is he just an open, you know, is he just going to open that it's going to go away like everybody else? So, you know, we push and push and push all our existing and our new. And I think this is kind of my time, to be honest with you, like an athlete only has such amount of time. I'm 46 years old. I think we're in the driver's seat to say, hey, let's keep going. And we haven't stopped any construction. We haven't stopped any. In fact, we've done more deals and we've been able to upgrade our team amazingly because a lot of these places won't be reopening. We've been able to get some amazing chefs, great managers. And I wake up every day excited about a new project.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, one of my favorite parts of the holidays is the feeling of warmth and connection that comes with it. Whether it's spending time with loved ones, wrapping up in a cozy blanket, or sipping on a hot chocolate while watching a holiday movie, December always brings a special kind of comfort. But I've also learned over the years that true comfort, the kind that lasts beyond the holiday season, comes from taking care of your mental and emotional well-being. Therapy is an incredible tool for achieving that lasting sense of comfort and growth. It's not just about working through challenges. It's about learning how to set boundaries, build positive coping strategies, and become the best version of yourself. And that's not something limited to people who've experienced major trauma. It's a resource that can benefit everyone, no matter where they are in their journey. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp is a fantastic option to consider. It's completely online, designed to be convenient and flexible, so it fits easily into your busy schedule. All it takes is a quick questionnaire to match you with a licensed therapist who's right for you. And if you ever want to switch therapists, you can do so at no extra charge. It's therapy on your terms, and that makes it accessible to everyone. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/playbook today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/playbook. As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
One of the things that you have a key, not only the people that are surround you, but a key insight to is values of people. You know, you talk about, and I know a great entrepreneur when I see one, when they talk about upgrading the talent pool right now as one of the opportunities that this accelerated, right? With great change comes great opportunity. I have personally, in my experience, seen the greatest opportunity is the talent pool went from a really entitled talent pool where nobody cared if they lost their job, to not only was there more talent available, but the perspective was, I really appreciate my job. You build these incredible teams. That's what makes these restaurants. That's what attracts all the other great people, the famous people, the powerful people to the restaurants, clubs, et cetera. What is the values that you're looking for in building that team?
Well, the first thing I always look for is an entrepreneurial mentality. When you sit in a seat with me to interview and you say, I want to own my own place at some point, to me, that's the greatest thing. And self-confidence. I can't stand when I have someone that's so scared and nervous and whimpering and stuff. And listen, I get it. It's intimidating to come to an interview with me because you might hear this. Blah, blah. And at the end of the day, I'm just like a real guy, right? It doesn't even matter. But that's what I look for. And I look for people that I think could grow bigger than me. I want to put the best people around me possible, even if it means that one day they're going to go open their own place. That's the best. But you want people to take it fucking personal. That's my biggest thing ever is take it personal, take it personal, take it personal. I can't even stress that enough. And you want people that have that entrepreneurial mentality because they're going to take it personal when things go wrong or if someone's eating at another restaurant and not yours. I mean, you know, Milo's is next to Poppy Steak and it has big open window. And I'll look in there sometimes. And if I see a friend of mine eating in there, I'll like go like this. I'll like put my finger, like I cut their neck kind of thing. And I walk in, I don't have to say anything more, but cause that's how personal I take it.
That's awesome. Now you have a love for sport as well. And once again, you know, you didn't just allow you to be a tennis fan. You have your own partnership with Prince. You're a creative director with them. You know, it's so amazing when you see someone with that expansive personality. How does something like that come about when your specialty is in hospitality to be able to have the credibility for a company like Prince to be a creative director?
So for me, it's not just about hospitality. It's about lifestyle. I kind of sell people on my lifestyle and there could be different arms and extensions of that lifestyle. I have one of the biggest vintage t-shirt collections there is. And when ABG came to me, they said, Dave, we really think that you'd be great on a brand. Pick any brand of ours as possible and let's partner you in on it. I picked Prince. And guys, this is a great entrepreneurial thing. I could have taken a huge fee and all that. Instead, I took equity because it's always better if you have confidence in yourself to take the equity side. So I took equity instead. And for me, I didn't even really like tennis that much. I only got into tennis a year and a half after I had the brand. And now I'm obsessed with tennis. I was more inspired by Prince because, you know, when I was in middle school, I had a moment of time where I'd go to the country club or whatever and see Prince. And for me, it was always an aspirational brand. And of course, Andre Agassi is one of my most favorite athletes of all times. To see what he did back then with the it resonated with me. And when you work with iconic brands like Prince, et cetera, you want to respect the heritage, but you also want to bring it to today when people aren't afraid, when people don't want to pivot and kind of update their brand, but still respect the heritage that it's part of. And I think I really do that with Prince because it's a real love for the brand.
Yeah, no, a Renaissance guy like yourself, you know, is building quite an empire in a variety of different places. For the last question, what do you think your legacy is going to be? What do you want it to be, and what would you like it to be when it's all said and done with everything you're doing, building, and will continue to build and grow?
I really hope my legacy, of course, husband, father, all that stuff, that's a given, right? But for me, I want my legacy to be that I really helped push Miami. I really care about the city. I think I've helped make a lot of changes and perception of the city a lot. And, you know, when you also do stuff for people that can't do anything for you, it changes something inside you, right? So that's why Style Saves, our charity and all this, has given me that platform to really be able to help change lives. And I think it's important that people are not only inspired by what I do, but also live and breathe the same kind of ethics and beliefs. And it's not just, you know, I poison people for a living, basically, in the clubs, right? People are drinking, they're blowing their brains out, blah, blah, blah. If I don't kind of even that out by giving extra, more than what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm just not doing anything with my life. So I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, and you definitely, your brand has carried over to the brand of Miami. I know you're in Southern California. We're taking, losing so many license plates to Fisher Island in Miami and Coconut Grove and South Beach every day. The private schools are filling up with all of the people from California, and a lot of them that are my friends and family that are moving there, your name comes up, or your clubs or your restaurants. Oh, it's an amazing place. This is what's going on. You know, I'm from San Diego. It's a great place, but you know, after 10 p.m., it's nothing like Miami, and you know that, and so do I. And I've worked in your space with your friends like Jason Strauss and those guys, and you do it the best. Last, maybe favorite quote or favorite piece of advice for an entrepreneur.
Again, it's take it personal. Like it embraces everything that I live my life to do. I take everything super personal, and when you take it personal, you'll make sure you're a winner.
Well, you do take it personally, but with humility. Illuminating the truth. I love the fact you don't hold it back. You let people know who you are. And I can tell you're one of those guys, you don't care if people hate you for who you are. They're going to love you for who you're not. That's not going to happen. You're an amazing entrepreneur. Thank you, David. This is David Meltzer with the other David Grutman, founder of Groot Hospitality with Thank Entrepreneurs you. The Playbook.